Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Samach Tes. We will begin on Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Our entire shiur today will focus on different remedies that the Gemara suggests for people that are sick. Rachman al Tzlan. Before we begin the shiur, there's a few words of introduction. There's a Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos that the way that Klal Yisrael had a safer refuas. There's a book of remedies that they relied on if somebody chas v'sham got sick, how to get better. And the Gemara says, Gonas Chizkiyo Sefer Refuas. The Chizkiyo put that book away because people were relying on the book and didn't have emunah and bitachon at all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question the Mefarshim ask is that if Chizkiyo had that book put away, so why do we have a Gemara? We already mentioned a few refuas, and now we're going to start spending more time if Chizkiyo purposely put it away. So there are a number of terutzim that the Mefarshim give. One terutz is, we actually learned this concept the other day, that just like Torah Shabbat Peh, originally was Torah Shabbat Peh, but Eis Lasset L'Hashem Eferet Torah Secha, they were beginning to forget the Torah Shabbat Peh, so they had no choice but to write it. Here too, the refuas were passed from generation to generation, but they were forgetting them, they had no choice to put them in the Gemara. Another pshat that I saw the Masha says is that because the Gemara doesn't mention all the refuas, the Gemara is only mentioning refuas just to show us how great Chazal were and how great the Torah is, that everything we find in the Torah and even refuas, but not that the list is exhaustive. Another pshat that I saw from the Gra, a very beautiful pshat. He says, in the time of Chizkiyo, the Gemara says that they were botku, they examined Midana Be'er from the north of Eretz Yisrael to the south of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't find anybody who wasn't Talmud Chacham, who wasn't a Yerushimayim. In a time when Klal Yisrael is living under such a high level, their physical status is completely connected to their ruchnis. And there is no need for a safer refuas. It's only in a time like we live now, or apparently even the time when this Gemara was written, where they weren't on that madrega, that people have to take real refuah, and that's why the Gemara has to mention that refuah. Furthermore, as we now begin to learn about different refuas, there's a cheirim. I saw that the Yam Shel Shloima already quotes the Scherim Kadmainim, that no one should try to use these remedies if they chas v'shalom get ill. And there are a number of reasons given why. One reason is because these remedies, and we'll appreciate what I'm saying more as we get into the shir, we're not exactly sure what everything the Gemara says even is. We're going to do the best to define the words as we can, but we don't know what they really are. So to rely on a refuah that we don't even know exactly what the refuah is, and we may not be following the right recipe, we may not even know what we're supposed to use, is obviously not make any sense. Another pshat that I saw is that nishtanu hativim. We in general, people nowadays, our entire physical makeup is a different physical makeup of the people of thousands of years ago. And therefore we can't rely on their physical makeup and what worked for them to work for us. And along the same lines, the Mefarshim say that where you live, the climate of where you live, has a big influence on your health and what works for you. So the Gemara was in the climate of Bavel. Could be we who don't live in Bavel, these refuas wouldn't work. We're not even sure exactly the size of the measurements that the Gemara is going to quote, and therefore no one should even try these different types of refuas. Says the Gemara, Dama D'Reisha, somebody who has blood in his head, which the Mefarshim explained means that he has headaches because of high blood pressure. Laisa Shabino Ubina of Asadara. He should bring a type of a wood, a willow. Asadara is what we use for hadasim. Vizesa is an aleph. Vechilfa is some sort of a herb. Vechilfa the yam is cloves. Vyivla. Vilashakuna Bahadi Adadi, we should boil them together. Ulinta tlasme kasa, high gaze to the risha. He should take 300 cups of this and pour it on one side of his head. V'tlasmei kasa ahaygis d'resha, another 300 cups on the other side of his head. V'loy, and if this doesn't work. And this is a very important mashal here, because the Gemara is going to quote many times the words v'iloy. The question is how to understand v'iloy. So the mashal says, we usually would expect v'iloy to mean that you try the first refu, you try the first remedy. If it doesn't work, try something else. He says, that's not pshat, and I'll prove it to you later. He says, v'iloy means that the Gemara sometimes is going to give us a list of remedies. It always is the best to use the first remedy the Gemara suggests. But sometimes you can't put together that remedy. You don't have the ingredients available, or you don't even know what they mean necessarily. So there, v'iloy, so the Gemara says, if you can't use the best remedy, so we'll have use what's second best. And here, what's the iloy? Lai sevar de chivra, bring a white rose, the koi b'chad dara, whose leaves all stand in one row, v'lishlkei, and again, boil it, v'lintel shitikasa, haigis the ratio, pour 60 cups of this on one side of his head, v'shitin kasi achad ratio on the other side. L'tzlichta. Tzlichta is a migraine headache. Lai satana glosa bara, bring a wild chicken, v'lishchete b'zuzei chevra, take a sharp silver coin to shecht it with, ahu gisa de kaivle, and over the side of the head with chertz, it should be poured, nizdame dame, but you should be careful that its blood should not get into the eyes, because that blood could make someone chas v'shalom blind. The little of a safe for the baba, and then he should hang up the chicken at the door of the house. The aisle, as someone enters the home, chayv be, he brushes against it. The kinafik, and when he leaves the home, chayv be, he brushes against it. Livrikusei, for cataracts. And here Taisus asks a very interesting question. We just quoted this Gemara, this din in Perakan Nezokin. The Gemara Masechta Bechairis says that cataracts are one of the mumim, are one of the blemishes that make an animal permanently disqualified for carbon. And the question is, if our Gemara says that there's a remedy for cataract, so why is that considered a bal mum? So there are many answers given. One answer is that the remedy that our Gemara is suggesting only works as a person is developing the cataracts. Once he already has them, this won't help. One pshat. Another pshat is that the cataracts what the Gemara speaks about a remedy for cataracts doesn't mean it takes away the cataract entirely. It lessens the problem, but it doesn't completely remove the problem. He still has cataracts, and that's why an animal with a cataract would be a bal mum. Another teretz is that we're speaking about, you can't compare humans to animals. A human is, what do you call it, a cataract could be healed, as we're going to learn. Animals, there may not be a refuah, and that's why cataract is a mum by an animal. So if somebody has cataracts, Lacey Akva the Chef Chumri, he should bring a scorpion that's spotted with 7 different colors. The Nayav Shebetule, let him dry out in the shade. The Nishchak, and then grind it up. Tate Mansa Kuchla, the Chad Mansamina, and he should make a mixture that will be 2 parts ground makeup, a type of cosmetic. The Chad Mansamina, 1 ground of this ground scorpion. For the Malatosa Machla Bahayane, he should plead 3 doses of this into one eye. And the other 3 in the other eye. But don't do more than 3 doses. The loy puck his eye may chas v'shalom burst. The shiri delaila. Shiri delaila means a person has night vision problems. He can't see at night. Nice shudra barka. He should bring a rope of an animal here. The nice chad karmine. And should tie one of his legs to the end of that rope. The chad kar makalba. And another leg of a dog to the other end of the rope, the nitfa yinuki chaspas basrei, and he should have children, should make rattle pottery behind him, the lemerlei, and he should say the following lachash. And the Gemara is going to mention quite a few of these lachashes in today's shir. Asa kalba, afsotana goyla. And the Rishonim and the Paiskim discuss this entire concept of lachash. Interesting machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that we may not say a lachash unless it's been proven that it works. Otherwise, it's an issue of Dake Hamari. It's an issue of superstition. Others say that we don't need proof that it works. As long as we know that it doesn't work, we may use it. The Levish Shiv, as long as it isn't proven that it doesn't work, we may use it. The Levish Shev Umtzim Shebati, he should collect 7 pieces of raw meat from 7 homes. The Nesfilin Nele B'Tsinur D'Dasha, he should hang it up at the doorway of his home. The Nechlina B'Kakula D'Masa, and then he should eat the meat by the city dump. Basa Hachi, after that, Lifshit Shudra Baraka, he should remove the animal hair rope from his leg. For Nemra Hachli, and he should say, Shavruri the Plani Baplimtsi, Shifkinu the Plani Baplimtsi, for Lechla Kaba Vesa de Ene. Then they should blow it into the dog's eye, this remedy. The Shavruri the Yaima, here we have a person just the opposite. He has day vision problems. Leitsi Shiva Sumki Megavna de Chayosa, he should bring 7 spleens from the insides, from the intestines of 7 recently slaughtered animals. V'netvina chaspa d'umna, he should roast them on top of the pottery shards of the blood letter. The blood letters used to have such pottery that they got the blood into when they let blood. V'leisi im gavoy, the blind person should sit inside the house. And another person should sit outside. And the blind person should say, Havli de Echo, give me the spleens to eat. And the person who's able to see should say back to him, Sav Echo, take and eat it. After he eats it, he should break these pieces of pottery, because if he doesn't do that, he could get sick again. It's a nosebleed. Laisa Gavra Koyin de Shmei Levi. He should bring a Koyin whose name is Levi. The Licht of Levi Mafreya. He should write the name Levi backwards on a piece of paper. Viloy, and if he can't find such an individual, Laisa Inishmael, he should bring somebody. The Licht of Levi, and he should write. Ana Papi Shila Bar Sumki, should write these words, Lamafreya. Viloy, and if that's not possible, Licht of Levi, he should write. Tam Deli B'Meir Kesef. Tam de libe may begun. Viloy, and if that still doesn't work, that's not doable, as we learned earlier. Leis ikor de spasa, you should take the root of a stalk of a spasa. The ashla de poryatika, the rope of an old bed, as we learned in Masechta Maikot, and their beds were put together with ropes. The niklina bahadi adadi, you should burn them together until they turn to ash. The leis gvava de amr, then you should bring a ball of wool. The nigdal tata psilta, he should twist the fiber to form 2 strands. For litmish b'chala, and then immerse it into vinegar. For nigdal b'kitma hadein, and he should roll them in these ashes, that the ash should stick to them. For nesvim b'nechir, and put it into his nostrils. V'loy, lechse amas hamayim, he should find a canal of water. The ozlis, mimizr klapim ma'arif, that travels from east to west. For nifse, he should step over it. The nekim chad kara lahaygisa, he should have 1 foot on this side of the stream. The chad kara lahaygisa and another foot on the other side of the stream. The nishkal tana biyade diyamina metusa kara de smila, he should rub off some mud with his right hand from under his left shoe. The biyade de smila metusa kara diyamina, and he should use his left hand to rub off some mud from under his right shoe. The nagdal tatip silta damra, he should twist together 2 strands of wool. The natmish patina, put them into the mud. The nesav and the chirim, and put them into his nostrils. Vilay, and if that doesn't work, leisi tusa marzava, he should sit beneath a water spout. The nesimaya, and other people should bring him water. The lishdelay, and pour the water on him through the spout. The leim kehecha the paske hanimaya, just like these water, stop running. Lifsik the made the planning by plants so your nose should stop bleeding. The domit the osma puma. If somebody has a problem, the blood comes out of his mouth. But kinle begila the chitza. We have to first see where it's coming from. And the way we test it is we bring a straw made out of wheat. Isarf. If the blood is sticking to the straw, mirei kasi. It's obvious that it's coming from the lungs. The isle the kanta. And he can be healed. However, if it doesn't stick to the straw, It's a proof, the mekavdi kasi, that the blood is coming from the liver for leslech dekanta, and he has no refuah. Amle amile Ravashi. So he asks the following question: for not efchetanan, if we learn the Gemara Masechta Chulin, it seems just the opposite, because the Gemara Masechta Chulin, which discusses how an animal becomes trefa, says as follows: nitla kovid, only if the entire liver was removed from the person's body, there's nothing left of the liver, is the animal a trefa. However, hareya, when we speak about the lungs, only shenikfa shechasra, only if it's punctured or is missing. So here we see that when is the liver an issue? Only if the entire liver is missing. Because the Rishonim explained in Masechta Chulin, if any part of the liver is still there, it can regenerate and grow back. By the lungs, any blemish, if it has a hole or it's missing, it's considered irreversible. So here in our Gemara it says that the liver, a problem with the liver is worse than a problem with the lungs. And the Gemara Masechta Chulin says just the opposite, that a problem with the lungs is a bigger problem than a problem with the liver. Answers the Gemara, Amalei, Kivan the Mekumekasi. The liver is under the lungs. And if somebody is in such a situation that he's bleeding from the mouth because of the disintegration of his liver, Amos Muchi Asmach. It's a proof that the liver has completely disintegrated. And we just quoted the Gemara Masechta Chulin that says if the liver has completely disintegrated, he's in big trouble. Omamar, Ime Reya, if the blood is coming from the lungs, it's like Ketan Kanta. He could still be healed. Maita Kanta, so what should we do for him? Says the Gemara, Laisi Shiva Kunimi Pyramid Silka, bring 7 fistfuls of sliced beets, the Shiva Kuna Permidakasi, 7 fistfuls of sliced leek, the Chamisha Kuna Preda, 5 fistfuls of Preda, Preda is a type of a herb, the Tlosa Kuna de Tafa, 3 fistfuls of lentils, the Kuna de Kamuna, and a fistful of cumin, the Kuna de Chavla, a fistful of Chavli, also some sort of a rope, some sort of a herb, a Kuneg de Kanta Patira, and a matching amount of fat of the intestines of a firstborn animal, cook it together and eat it, after she should drink strong wine, the tevis. Two pshatim, the tevis. One is that wine that fermented in the month of tevis. Another pshat is that it's high quality, toiv, high quality wine. Lekacha, somebody has a problem with his molars. Om Rabbi Hana, he should bring a head of garlic that has on it only 1 clove. For nimris of a mishka b'milcha, he should grind it together with oil and salt. For neisvei atorfa d'l'yona, and put it on his thumbnail, the who gaze to the kaivlei of the side of his mouth that's hurting. For nahadalei ganfa d'lisha, he should put around it some dough. For nizdaa l'bisra, he should be very careful that it shouldn't get on his skin. The kosh l'chavra, because it could cause tzaras. L'chanicha, chanicha is somebody who has tonsillitis. So the Gemara is going to give us 4 steps how to heal tonsillitis. Amr b'yachan, chumsi kemamra. This type of a leaf is as effective as being mamra. Vikra the chumsa, but if you could bring a root of this chumsi, it's other from mamra. It's even better than mamra. V'ninke b'pumei, he should put it in his mouth for some time. Hani likvi, this will stop the swelling. Then lifts shule. What he wants to do is form an abscess. He wants to get all the pus to come together. Lysi power the reish nafya. He should bring bran from the top of a sieve. V'tavchi b'afrayu, lentils in their soil. V'shovlota is fungal creek. V'chumris of the kushusa and a hot blossom. V'nimkit kamuza b'pume. He should take a nut size of this concoction and put it in his mouth. Liftuche. So now he gets all the pus gathered together, and we want that the abscess should open up and the pus should go out to drain. Another person should blow white cress seeds into the patient's throat through a straw of wheat. And now that the abscess has opened, you want the skin to heal. He should bring dust from the shade of a toilet, the nigvel bedufsha, he should mix it with honey, the nechel, and eat it. The malalei, this will help him heal the open abscess. Levarsim. Levarsim is some sort of a inflammation of the membrane around somebody's head. Lysikapiska the nizder, he should bring a cedar cone amount of the ammoniac acid, the kiam guza the chabasin of nisha, a nut sized amount of this chelbana, umelit have the dufsha chivra, a spoonful of white honey, umali natla bas mechuza chamanakida, and a natla flow of clear wine. Natla means a revius. That's why when we make the bracha on washing our hands, we say natilas yadayim, because we're supposed to use a revius of water to wash our hands. Minashakina bahadi adadi, boil it together. Vichibasho, when it's cooked, nizda bashle kula. He has to make sure that the entire mixture is cooked. Viloi, lai servisa de chalba de iza chavarte. He should bring a revius of milk of a white goat. Vinataifei atlas kalki karba. Let it drip over three stalks of cabbage in a vessel. Vinichvashe begavzo de mamarin. He should stir it with a twig of the mamarin tree. The chigashel gathers the bamarin when it's so well cooked that this stick, this twig is cooked, then boshle kula, he can be sure that the entire mixture is cooked. Viloy, laisa nafka the kal b'chivra, he should bring the waste of a white dog, the nigvel b'natva, and knead it with balsam, and then eat it. The kama the efshar, however, as much as possible, nafka lo nechel, he should try to avoid eating the waste of a dog, the mafrik, because it causes the bones to get shaken up. And in fact, Rav Chaim Kamievsky uses this Gemara to speak about a shaila. We shouldn't have a shaila, but it comes up often enough, unfortunately. Sometimes a person is very sick, and he's in great pain, and they want to give him painkillers. But the doctors say that the painkillers can aggravate the disease. So the question is, should they give him the painkiller? But he's going to get more ill. What should be done? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva about this. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, certainly if the patient is aware of his situation, we should ask the patient what he prefers. But if the patient says that he wants to take the painkiller, the pain is too much for him, we're allowed to give him the painkiller. And he gives two reasons why. One reason he says, who says that the painkiller is going to make the disease worse? It could be the pain will make the disease worse. A person nebuch laying in pain, it doesn't do great things for his health. So therefore, that's one reason he says you can give the painkiller. The other thing he says, if this is what the doctors are prescribing, Shemir Psalm Hashem, we have to listen to what they say, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will watch us. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this Gemara is also proof. Here we have this person with this disease, but the Gemara says he should eat the waste of the white dog, even though it causes other problems. But you have to do what you have to do. Although I did see, the Rebbe Yashiv says, that this heter of taking a painkiller, even though it could, chas v'sholem, aggravate the disease, is only when the person is not yet a goisus. But if the person's chas v'sholem already in the status of being a goisus, by giving him the painkiller, you may be killing him. And that's not permissible. Says the Gemara, Lagira. Gira is some sort of a heart ailment. Laisa gira delosa, bring something from the little to flour, v'nipcha, turn it upside down, v'nejda maya v'lay, and pour water over it, v'nishta and drink it. V'loy, laisa maya de ishta minay kalva v'layla, bring water from which a dog has drank at night, v'nizda megaluya, you have to be very careful that the water was not left open, because we know that the halacha is, the shail if this halacha applies nowadays, but certainly in the times of Shas, it was a very important halacha, that water was left uncovered, you're not allowed to drink, because you're concerned that a snake might have dropped some venom into that water. L'galuya, and the fact that somebody drank water that was left uncovered, anfka de chamra chaya, you should drink an ampik, it's a measurement of undiluted wine. L'mursa, for an abscess, he should take an ampic of wine mixed with red aloe. Lefircha deliba, somebody who faints. First, explain, either the person just has fainting spells, or there are certain people that whenever you give them unexpected news, They faint. Their heart is weak, and they just faint. Lysa talas b'shaisa d'sara, bring 3 loaves of barley bread. V'nishtrinu b'kamcha, he should soak it in kamcha. Kamcha is what's known as kutach. Many times we find kutach. It was some sort of a dip that was made out of bread and moldy bread and milk and whey. That's less than 40 days old. V'nechal, and he should eat it. V'nishta b'sra'i chamra marka, and after that he should drink diluted wine. Omelay Rav Acham adiftal Raviyah, the Koshkin the Parak Liber. This is very sharp, so it's not going to do him. He's not able to deal with such sharp food. Omelay, and Nala Yukud Liber Amri. I didn't mean it for a person that has a weak heart. I'm talking about somebody who's heaviness of the heart, that he needs a boost. His heart isn't working hard enough, so this will give him a shock, a boost. Lefircha de Liber, however, somebody has a weak heart that he faints. Laysa talas b'shaisa d'chita, bring 3 loaves of wheat bread. V'nishtrina b'dufsha, soak them in honey. V'nechal and eat them. V'nishta b'sra'i chamer chai, and then drink strong, undiluted wine. L'tzircha de Liber, it's a different kind of a heart ailment. Laysa talas bay in ninaya, bring 3 volumes of bayim of mint. Obeisa the kamuna, and 1 beya of cumin. Obeisa the shimshin, and a beya of sesame, v'leichel, and eat it. L'kev mei, somebody has a stomachache. L'aisa t'las mei, pilpala richta, 300 kernels of long peppers, v'kayoyman nishta mei minayi b'chamra. And every day, for 3 days, he should drink 100 of them in wine. Raman the menarish, overlay l'bati the barashi. Raman the menarish made this for Rav Ashi's daughter, mei v'cham shemahani didon, 150 of our peppercorns, those that are found in Bavel, Vitzia, and she was ready fine. Lekirtza, those are worms, stomach worms. Ampka de chamra, bafra de ara. An ampak of wine with laurel leaf. Lekirtza chivra, white stomach worms. Laisi bizra galgila, should bring a seed of the rocket plant. Vinitzaira b'shitzik, wrap it in a cotton cloth. Vinitaira b'maya, soak it in water. Vinishtay and drink it. Vinizdami b'nasi, he should be careful not to swallow the kernel. Deloy menak v'loy l'mayinay, because the kernel could puncture his intestines. L'meser, somebody has diarrhea, wants to stop diarrhea. Sisin retiva b'maya, fresh retiva soaked in water. L'mishra, somebody who's constipated. Yevashta b'maya, he should bring dry retiva, soak it in water. V'simenarch, and to remember what to use when. Itza retiva, fresh itza, the sochem nara, closes up the river. It stops the diarrhea. L'tachla, if somebody has a swollen spleen, leisa shiv bina d'maya, he should bring 7 water leeches, v'neafshina betula, and he should dry them out in the shade. The kolyoyman every day, nishti tati tlos b'chamra, he should drink 2 or 3 of them in wine. So Mefarshim asks, this is not kosher. Water leeches. So how's the Gemara suggesting that we're allowed to eat them if somebody's sick? So one tarot says, that's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. And a chayla sheyesh b'sakana is allowed to take anything for a medicine. Another pshat, this is important, that this is shloike derech hanosan. This is not the normal way of eating it. So shloike derech hanah is never osim d'oraisa. It's only osim d'rabbanan. And coupled with the fact that the person is sick, so therefore the rabbanan said that when somebody's sick, he could eat it shloike derech hanah. He could take this prohibited food shloike derech hanah. V'loy, and here the Eish Lavram proves the pshat that we quoted from the Marshal. Here, the Gemara just said that you should eat the leeches, which we just said are not kosher. If Eloi is as good, if using the second type of remedy is as good as using the first remedy, so how's the Gemara giving us the first remedy, which involves eating something not kosher? It must be that the Mishal is right. Whenever the Gemara mentions a remedy, the first remedy is the best remedy to use. If you can't use it, then use that remedy. Laisa tachla tzipirta dol iftach, take the spleen of a goat that has no children, v'nitcha b'tanura, press it on the inside of an oven, v'nuki l'chadye, Stand near the oven v'neima, kehech the yavish high tachla, just as this spleen dried up, the yavish tachla, the plenty by plenty, the spleen and so should also dry up. V'loi, not chabeni urva the base acharatoi, you should press it again, you should press that spleen of this goat in the cracks of a new home, of the bricks of a new home, v'neima hachi, and say the same thing. V'loi, lift the shivcha, the shach b'shapsa, he should find someone who died on Shabbos, v'nishkel l'yodei, he should take the hand of that corpse, v'noisver techle, and put it on the place where he has a spleen, v'neim k'eich de yavish, ha yada, n'yavish techle de plenty by plenty, this person's spleen should be dried up. So Mefarsh discuss, we know that you're not allowed to have any hanor, you're not allowed to take any benefit from a mace. So how is he using a corpse to have hanor? So the Paiskim answer, again, the simple teretz is that we're dealing with chayil shesh pesakana, and therefore it's mutter. Another teretz is, when is the din said that you're not allowed to have hanor from a mace? That is as you're using this corpse, you're having benefit. Here the benefit doesn't come immediately. You put the hand of the corpse on the person's body, and ultimately he'll get better. That's not considered having hanor. V'loi, nice benisa, he should bring a fish, v'nitvi be'nafcha, roasted in a blacksmith's coals, v'nechle be'mayda be'nafcha, eat it dipped into the blacksmith's water, v'nishta be'mayda be'nafcha, and then drink from the blacksmith's water. Says the Gemara, he'i iza, there was a goat, and that was shasfi mayda be'nafcha, that was always drinking, I guess he was the blacksmith's goat, and he was always drinking the blacksmith's water. Ishtachit, when they ultimately slaughtered this animal, v'lashtakach le'techla, because the water of the blacksmith obviously causes total shrinkage of the tachla. Mefarsh discuss if there are certain organs of the body that the person could survive without. There was a very famous case in the times of the Chacham Tzvi where, I think it was a chicken, I could be wrong, a chicken was slaughtered, and the person who brought the chicken to slaughter it and cleaned out the chicken said that this chicken, they didn't have a heart. And the question was, is the chicken treif, if it's missing a heart? So there's a famous truth in the Chacham Tzvi, where the Chacham Tzvi says it had to have a heart. Nobody could survive without a heart. And what must have happened is that the heart fell out, and the cat or whatever animal in that place ate the heart. Others, and they use this Gemara to show that sometimes an animal could survive with its heart or different organ, here we're talking about the spleen, could actually be completely shrunk. How did the animal survive without a heart? It could be just shrank right before he shechted it. And if you would have let it stay, it would have ultimately died on its own. V'loi, lift the chavita de chamer l'shmei, he should open up a barrel of wine for this person's use. If I had a barrel of wine, I wouldn't have any problems. And unfortunately, a barrel of wine was expensive. He said, I don't know if I can afford a barrel of wine. Ella, what he should do is miragel pas shachris. He should eat pas shachris, the malyal kuligufe. So a lot of people define pas shachris as breakfast. And that this Gemara, as there are other Gemaras, show the importance of eating breakfast, which of course I am agreeing is important to eat breakfast. Not that I'm a doctor. But that's not pshat and pas shachris. Pas shachris was a type of bread that was made from a certain type of wheat that didn't grow next to the city. And that was known as pas shachris. This Gemara and many other Gemaras speak about its very beneficial effects. Pas shachris that we call breakfast is not what the Gemara means, but it's anyway good to eat breakfast. L'rosheshcha. Rosheshcha is hemorrhoids. Lais akika ve'ilva, bring akika and ilva, v'aspircha matcha, v'chumers of the pilin, a lacquer of filin, v'shiva de chaminta, the waist of a dove, v'ninke b'shachi the kiss of the kaita, wrap them in rags of flax cloth during the summer, with the amagufna b'sisser, and wrap it up in katan during the winter, and put it in the area that's affected. V'loi, lais ha'shikam mekra, let the patient drink diluted beer. L'shigruna. This is disease of the hips. Some say it's gout. Lysa pasita menina, bring a pot of brine of small fish. The nidri shitin zimna ha-mat chesay, and she roll it 60 times on this hip. The shimna zimna ha-mat chesay 60 times on that hip. Let simrita, this is for stones in the urinary tract. Nice tlas nutfisa, bring 3 drops of tar oil. Mishka de kufra, tlas nutfisa itzu de karsi, 3 drops of leek extract. Tlas nutfisa de chamer nakida, 3 drops of clear wine. He should put it in his organ. For a woman in that place. Bring the ear of a flask. Hang it from the person, from the man's organ. From the woman, from her breast. He should bring a red thread. That was spun by a woman who has a bad reputation, the daughter of such a woman. And again, hang it by the man by his organ. By the woman by her breast. He should bring a louse from the bodies of a man and a woman. And by man, hang it from his arma. And when the patient urinates, let him urinate on dry thorns in a doorway. He should watch to see if he's passing the stone, the ma'ayel akulat sumra, because the stone is a very good thing to have for different types of fevers, to grind and use that stone. Let sumra barab, for an external fever, les letalsa gurbi sufli, he should bring 3 saw measures of date pits, the tlasik grivi atrif adra, and 3 saw measures of ada leaves, nashakuna kalchadla hudei. Boil each one separately. Filaisa benayu, and he should sit between them. Filaisa betata mishkali, he should put these items into 2 basins. Filaisa psaira, he should bring a small table and put it over the basins. Filaisa alvei, and he should rest on top of the table. Filaisa maloi hai, filaisa hai, he should get up from this basin and move to the other basin. Or Malay high, less high, and then from that basin to that basin, Adam Nasik by Hevla, until the vapor from the basins enter his body, Alask Minayu, and then he should wash with those waters, and then drink from them. The Chishasabon, when he drinks, Mamay the Adrilishti, he should drink only from the water of the Ada leaves. Mamay the Sufli, but with the water of the date pits, Loilishti, Mishundam Akri, they could cause the Chasvashan to become sterile. The Tzimra Gavna, for an internal fever, Laysa Shuv Buni, the silk Mishav Shmashari, he should bring 7 fistful of beets from 7 different places where beets grow. From the Shukuna Bafrayu, he should boil them in their earth, the Nechal, and he should eat them. The Nishte Atref Adra Bashikra, and he should drink a mixture of Ada leaves and beer, or Inve Tala Bamayim, or grapes of a wine drawn over a palm tree with water. Just before we finish the shir, as much as we understood, is a very interesting shaila that came up. The Masham discussed the shaila. The shaila also came up in the time of Shlomo Kluger. As we said at the beginning of our shir, the Gemara mentions these various refuas. They knew exactly what these remedies were, and they actually worked, obviously. If it's in the Gemara, it actually worked. But a very important halacha is that the only time you're allowed to use a refuah, particularly on Shabbos when there's an issa to take medicine, is only a medicine that we know works. To use a medicine or to do something on Shabbos that involves chilul Shabbos that doesn't work is prohibited. So the shaila that came up in the times of these Gedolei Yisrael was that somebody got very ill, and he said we should send a telegram through a guy to a tzaddik, and he should be mispalel for the sick person. And there was a dayan who said, yeah, it's permissible, it should be done. So the story happened in the city abroad, where Shlomo Kluger was the Rav, and Shlomo Kluger had this dayan removed from his position for this. He says, that's not a proven remedy. But the way the story goes is that this telegram was sent to the Belzer Rebbe. And the Belzer Rebbe said, I have to be mispalo, make sure that this person gets healthy. Because if he doesn't get healthy, it'll turn out that it was Chil Shabbos. If he gets healthy, it was Letzarek Refua. So he was mispalo, and the person Taka had a Refua Shleima.
Nothing there for your butt leg? The white dog was in the car.